in Persian we say basati. Tzahoraim tovim rabotai. I want to start off with a vart that I actually heard from my reshiva, alav shalom, and I saw it actually posted somewhere yesterday. I got a lot of hana because I remember him saying it. You know, sometimes people are quoted as having said things that they never said. It's called fake news, right? But sometimes you hear a quote from a gadol that you actually know he said that quote, and it's a good feeling. Yesterday was Zeis Chanukah, or for us, Zot Chanukah. So, it's a big day. I don't know why they call it Zot Chanukah, because the Torah never says Zot Chanukah. The Torah says Zot Chanukat HaMizbeach. Lo Chanukah, Chanukat. Anyway, the Rishiv used to, and by, in Hasidic literature, Zot Chanukah is huge, big day, Mitzuyan. By Litvish literature, you don't really see much, you know, on the topic of Zot Chanukah. It's not even mentioned.
There's anything on Zot Chanukah about the Litvish?
I don't really. Even by Sephardic literature, you don't really see much. It's more of a Hasidish holiday. Anyway.
I just heard it's Kabbalistic.
No, it's not. It's Hasidish. It's not. There's nothing in Kabbalah about it. Nothing in Zohar, nothing in Kitvei Ari. Now, it's Hasidish. Now, Hasidus and Kabbalah are cousins. So it's kind of, you know what I'm saying? Now, I just want to get things straight. The Rishiva Alav Shalom, Rishmul Birnbaum, Zechat Tzadik Levracha, I don't know if you were in the room with me in Rishmul Levitz's office today. He has a picture over there. You know that picture in the big hole? That's the Mir Yeshiva on there in Shanghai. There's a huge story about the building of that Bet HaMidrash. That's a different story altogether. That picture contains some of the most legendary gedolim of our generation when they were in their youth learning. So he actually didn't know who it was. I showed him where my reshiva was in that picture. 10th row, 3 seats in, with the gray hat, is Rav Shmuel Birnbaum, if you ever see the famous Mir in Shanghai picture. Anyway, so I showed him. The reshiva used to say as follows. He says, you want to know what Zeis Chanukah is? What is Zeis Chanukah? He used to say, you know, the whole Chanukah, for better or for worse, different yeshivot have different minhagim, but by and large, people either stop second seder short or completely mevatel second seder, just to, you know, for hadlakat nerot Chanukah bezman. Okay, mitzvah, it's a mitzvah. The first day for 8 days where you can learn first, second, night seder, uninterrupted, no hadlaka, and no hagigot, and no family, and no zach, and just learn straight, belishum tirda, is on the second Seder of Zeis Chanukah. We're back to second Seder, kamo ben adam. The first time, there's no interruptions. This is the zchut to learn uninterrupted, that's Zeis Chanukah. Shtabach Shemo. You know what he says? That's a Litvish take on Zeis Chanukah. Very. That's like anti-Hasidish, but it completely, you know, knocks all the wind out of the sails of the Hasidish Torah of Zeis Chanukah. But that's another mahalach.
And there are the guys who are college during second Seder.
Oh, that's every day.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
Mana'a, so that's, you know, everybody has their own schedule and nisayon and stuff. Mana'a, so. Now.
No.
You
found the scheme to the system.
Oh, be'emet?
What's the scheme?
He doesn't even know what you're talking about. I think you're talking to the wrong one. Anyway. Listen carefully. I want to give you the last year for the season on Chanukah, which will entitle, you know, everybody's famous favorite part of Chanukah is Notar Kankanim. So I'm going to talk to you about Notar Kankanim. There's a famous halacha with regards to the end of Chanukah that Maran brings down. Siman Tafresh Ein Zayin. Maran says as follows. Wrong one. Ketuv Kacha. Here we go. Yeah. Dalit. Tafresh Ein Zayin. Saif Dalit. Takshiv. Gushkon. Hanotar Bayom Hashmini. You know what that is? Me neither. I didn't know that. But now let me tell you. He says, Hanotar Bayom Hashmini Min HaShemin HaTzarich L'Shi'ur HaAdlaka Manan says, any oil that's left over from the Nerot Chanukah, halacha is that it needs to be designate, you need to make its own fire, or selam medura, which means you burn it itself, as opposed to with other things, so you don't have a na'a. La halacha, the post can say, it doesn't necessarily have to be burned. You can also wrap it up nicely and throw it out. The point is what? Don't benefit. Don't enjoy it, because it's uptzal mitzvato. It was designated for the mitzvah. You cannot benefit from it for any other purpose. Now, one second. In Bet Yosef, in Siman Tafresh Ayin Zayin, Maran brings down that this is the opinion of Drif, Tosfot, the Baal HaSheiltot, Rav Chai Gaon, who all say that you have to burn it, you can't benefit from it because of the mitzvah. Says the Bet Yosef, and that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch over here, that's only if you lit, you put exactly the amount of oil that's necessary for the shi'ur, hadlaka, which is half an hour, and it goes off during that time. Over there, the halacha is, that's when it's asur. But if you use more oil than necessary, and it goes off during the time, which means it lit for the shi'ur, and now after the zman, after the shi'ur, there's leftover oil, what's the halacha? Over there says Maran, even they would agree that it's mutar, because it's no longer huktzal mitzvato, because the mitzvah was fulfilled, and this is the leftover. So says Maran. Now, know this, not all Rishonim agree with this. The Ran, Ramban, Meiri, and many others in Shabbat of Kaf Aleph, they disagree. They say that even if a person used only the amount of oil that nitzrach l'shi'ur ner Chanukah, which is for half an hour, and it goes out during, it's still mutar. They hold there's no such thing as uktzal mitzvato with regards to shemin. Nevertheless, the Bet Yosef says, halacha follows the Rif, the Tosfot, and Rav Chai Gaon in Sheiltot, that it is uktzal mitzvato if it goes off during that half hour. Verstehst? Unless you made it tonight. If you made it tonight before Chanukah, it's a different story. We're talking about without a tonight. Talk to me.
The tonight is
that if it goes off, I'm planning on using it for all of my purposes, and even if it goes off during the shiur, I should still be allowed to use it. If you made such a tanai, kulam mutarim lachem. But if you didn't, then we default back to the Shulchan Aruch, akol beseder. Now,
where does a mina come from to bury it in the
difference? Never heard of it. Doesn't mean it doesn't exist, I just never heard of it. Now, yeah? That's what you do, that's what you have to do to Sefer Torah. Sefer Torah shebala, if a Sefer Torah is no longer usable, and it needs to be put in Gniza, so the halacha Shulchan Aruch brings them from the Shas, you put in a Kli Cheres and bury it next to Talmid Chacham. But I don't know why you would do that to Nerot Chanukah. Not only that, the Ben Ish Chai brings down that the minhag of some people is to keep the leftover shemen and ptilot of Nerot Chanukah and to burn it with Chametz, along with
the
Lulav and the Arava. Yeah? Anyway, Ze minhagim. Minadin, lo tzarich, but that's minhagim. Now, I've seen people sometimes, you know, on Eid of Pesach, it's not the time, you don't have a lot of time to play around. You know, there's Mana Yisur is coming and there's a million things to do. I've seen people, you know, besides for the people who, you know, you ever seen people at Eid of Pesach when they come to Srifat Chametz, they bring loaves of bread, you know, bagels, you know, things that don't burn. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're trying to be mevayed at the Chametz and they just throw it in there and it gets a little toasted but not burnt and you're still remaining with the Isur, you know that? Anyway, but along with that, they bring the whole family's lulavim and they try to stuff it in the garbage can, there's no room. It's like, you have to know. Yesh lakol zeman va'aytach d'shamish. Everything has a time. If it doesn't work, hala, next. It's only minhag, it's not a chiyuv. Va'ayt. There's a very interesting Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch himself, in Yoreh De'a Siman Petet, he quotes the Rambam L'Halacha Tachzik. Maran writes as follows. This you'd know if you're learning for Smicha. Yeah, Ta'arovot.
What about this? Is Tzadi, isn't it pay before?
Tzadi Tet.
Oh, Tzadi.
Tzadi. Did I say Petet? Mechila. I meant Tzadi Tet. Slicha. No, kol beseder. Kol besedidi. Al tidag. Kol tov. Now he says, in Lashon HaKodesh, in Hebrew, he said Tizrom. You know what's Tizrom? Flow. Oh, yeah. Hakol beseder, yedidi. Hakol beseder. Life's too short to be. Tzach liot besimcha tamid. Tamid besimcha. Yeah? And that's not only Chassidish of art, it's a Litvish of art, and it's a Sephardi of art. Tzach liot, a person cannot be a true Oved Hashem without a heart full of simcha. Amid all of the nisyonot and everything. You cannot serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu properly if your heart is not full of simcha. How do you think? In 2 weeks ago, it's Parashat Vayeshev. Yosef HaTzadik, note, Can you imagine Yosef HaTzadik? You're already in jail for 10 years, and then you notice when two random guys in jail aren't smiling. What? First of all, who cares? Second of all, why are you noticing this? What? Third of all, why are you expecting people to smile in jail? What's Yosef HaTzadik teaching us, Tagid?
To be happy, to be Mesameach, even in, within
even
the
in
worst.
Jail and in the worst. And the day that they didn't smile, or the day that their faces were melancholy or depressed or whatever, Madua penechem ra'im ayom, v'yer otam, v'hinam, makatuv, zo'afim. What is za'af, which is a mixture of anger and all sorts of ugly emotions. Sef Tzadik says, ah, mayesh, tzach lismoach. Even in jail, a person has to be besimcha. Even in the worst nisyonot, shakadosh baruch hu lo yivienu li de nisyon. But even in those nisyonot, it's impossible to avod at hakadosh baruch hu b'li simcha. Nachon? Zayimit. Now, says like this, says Maran and Tzaditet. Dalit. No, slicha.
You say petet?
Tzaditet. I said petet again? No. Here.
First.
Tzaditet. Vav. Isur shel divrehem en me'arvin oto biyadayim kede levatelo. V'imasak en bemezid asur. Aval im nafal me'atzmo ve'en baheter kede levatelo marbe alav mevatelo. Everybody knows the famous halacha. You're not allowed to be mevatel isur lecha techila. You can't take an isur and mix it into heter, even though it's pi shishim, pi mea, pi million. It doesn't matter. It's still asur. Now, this is all by isure Torah, by isure de Rabbanan. Says Maran, it's actually based off a sugya in Masechet Beitzah Daf Dalet. I'll tell you in a moment. Maran says by isure de Rabbanan, it's still asur to do that biyadayim. But if it happened, what happens if a person's cooking a chicken soup? And all of a sudden, some milk falls in. Now, you can tell that the amount of milk that fell into the chicken soup, it's not batil b'shishim. At the present moment, what's the state of the chicken soup?
Asur.
At the present moment, it's asur, it's not batil. Says Maran, once it fell in, what are you allowed to do? What you wouldn't be able to do by isur Torah, by basar b'chalav, by other isur Torah, marbe alav umvatilo. You're allowed to add in more whatever. It's not lechatchila. What is it? It's the lechatchila of the b'di'avad. What's the b'di'avad?
Never fell in.
It already fell in. Now the b'di'avad triggers a lechatchila response that you're allowed to now be mevatel. You can add in more potatoes, more chicken. Even chicken you can add in. Even though you're adding to the isur, you're adding to the isur in order to do what? To be mevatel, and that's mutar. Now, we learn it out. The Rambam brings the same halacha. Maran quotes the Rambam in Ilchot Ma'achalot Asurot, which is derived from a Gemara. In Masechet Beitzah Daf Dalet, the Gemara says that if, let's say, branches fell off a tree into a person's oven on Yom Tov, what's the status of branches that fell off a tree on Yom Tov? Mukteh, Isur Derabanan. Right now you can't use it because it's Isur Derabanan. What are you allowed to do in order to allow usage of the oven? The Gemara says, bring more branches that were cut before Yom Tov, which are not Mukteh, add that to the pile in the oven. Over there, you don't need shishim. Over there, all you need is rov. Marbe alav umvatelo. By the other isurim, it has to do with ta'am. Ta'am, you need shishim. By the branches, you don't need shishim. All you need is what?
Oh.
Rov. Marbe alav umvatelo. You do rov, umvatelo. Now.
What about chicken legs and eggs?
No.
It gets mixed in with one, two, three. Shishim, rov.
Over there. That afilu be'elef lo batel, because of that it's davar sheyesh lo matirin, because it's going to be mutar after Yom Tov, and therefore all of them are asur. It's a different sugya.
All the eggs are kasher, except for the one that fell in.
Nachon. Hence, that's why they're all asur, because of that egg that fell in. All of them.
Oh, fine. It's the same thing with chametz. Okay, fine.
Motza'e Yom Tov, it's all going to be mutar. Now. Huh? It's not going to be around anymore. It fell into the thing.
Oh, it's the
fire. It's not going to be around. It has to stay around. Now, wait. What's interesting about this is, now, the, one second. Oh, now let me ask you. With regards to Ner Hanukkah, remember what we said before? Why do we say that the leftover oil from the Shi'ur is Asur. Okay, wait a second. The Ran and the Ramban and the Me'iri ask this question. They say, why is leftover oil Asur? Let me ask you a question. Is this the only time we say Uktzal mitzvato? No. Designated for mitzvah. We say that by Sukkah, by Schach, by Lulav, by Etrog, all these things. Let me ask you a question. What happens to Sukkah wood, or Schach, or Lulav, and Etrog Motzai Sukkot? What's the halacha? Is it Asur? What's the halacha? Mutar. So why is oil left over from Chanukah Asur? All the Rishonim, the Ran, and the Ramban, and the Me'iri, on Shabbat, Daf Kaf Aleph Amud Bet, they ask this question, and they say there's a very big difference. By Sukkah, these materials were only designated for the mitzvah for the duration of Sukkot. Therefore, in a person's mind, he only designated them for Sukkot. But after Sukkot, what was in his mind to begin with? Or even Stam Da'at is what? That it should be mutar after Sukkot. By Chanukah, if you put in, remember what was the case we said, that you put in only exact half an hour's worth of oil, and then it went out. Over there, what? Why is it Asur? You had in mind for it to be completely consumed. You didn't have in mind for anything to be left over after Chanukah. Therefore, what's the story with the leftover? Still Asur. Because I never had in mind for it to be mutar afterwards. Because there was not supposed to be an afterwards. It was supposed to be completely consumed. That's the way that the Ran and the Ramban explain this. Now,
and if it was supposed to be, let's say, an hour and a half,
huh?
That extra oil is fine?
Yes, as long as... Now, watch this.
What about for Shabbat?
Shabbat is a different story. Now, I want to read to you the last part of the Shulchan Aruch in Tafresh Ayin Zayin. You're going to hear it, and if you're listening, you should jump out of your seat. Says Maran, that's all. Ve'im nit'arev b'shemin acher ve'en shishim levatelo. We're going back to the oil. The oil that oselo medura, the oil that's asur, you can't have benefit from. What happens if it got mixed into other oil? If there's shishim, what's the halacha?
Batel
b'shishim. What happens if it mixes into other olive oil, let's say, but there's no shishim there? There's no bitul. Says Maran, yesh mi she'omer she'en leosif alav kedei levatelo. And that's the only thing he brings down. Even though he says yesh mi she'omer, the rule in Shulchan Aruch is that when Shulchan Aruch says yesh omrim or yesh mi she'omer, and he doesn't bring down a dissenting opinion, what's the halacha?
It goes like that one.
Like that. So Maran says if there's no shishim there in the leftover Hanukkah oil that got mixed into the other oil, and there's no shishim, says Maran, don't add. And if you're not letting me add, what's the status right now? It's all asur. What's wrong with this picture?
Why for Doraita would it be permissible to add?
No, Doraita, it's not permissible.
Oh.
Didn't Maran tell me in Saditet and Yore De'ah that by any Isur de Rabbanan that fell in, you're allowed to be Marbe Alav Levatelo? Shemin that's left over from Ner Chanukah. What kind of Isur is that? Only the Rabbanan. So Maran Neshitate should hold what? No. Not necessarily. No. No. Even by regular. Even by... even by Min Bemino. Even by Min Bemino where there's no Ta'am Bichlal, same halacha applies. Yafe? What are you going to tell me?
That's basav halav to eat. This is oil for a mitzvah.
What if I want to use the oil for lighting, for eating? Same thing. I want to eat it also, let's say. Olive oil. It's supposed to be edible.
It's used for consumption. That's the whole thing.
No. You hear the stira?
Yeah.
Maran soteret atzmo. All of the poskim are up in arms. Pri Chadash, Pri Toar, Shach, Magen Avraham, Taz. They're all, both in, now it's a stira from Orach Chaim to Yore De'ah. All of the poskim are up in arms about the stira. Now, what are you going to tell me? If you look at the tour in Hilchot Chanukah, this opinion of not being marbe on the oil is the opinion of Maram Mirotenburg. You know who he is, though, right? Who's Maram Mirotenburg? Who's his famous Talmid? Who else? No, that was Achronim. Mordechi. Sometimes they, Achenu Ashkenazim, refer to him as the Mordechai. Zelonachon. Yeah. His name was Harav Rabbi Mordechai Bar Hillel Ashkenazi. That was his name. But the name of his Perush, as the Chida brings down in Shema Gdolim, the name of his Perush, he meant to call it Mordechi, like Morad Dachya. if you look in the Torah, it says Kin Nimon Besim Mor Deror Chamesh Meot. Is it parasha? Kitisa, right, where it talks about the Ketoret, talks about the Ketoret and the Shemen Amishcha. How does Targum Unkelus translate Mor Deror Mare Dachia? So he wanted to call the sefer Mor Dechi, pure myrrh. Lo Mordechai, Mordechai is Hashem shelo. Mordechi, sefer shelo. Tagid lahem. Next time, I correct them all the time. You didn't read Shem Agdolim? Ata lo yodea? Shem Agdolim. Mi ze Shem Agdolim? Ma ze? You tell him, mi ze Shem Agdolim? Rav Chida. You tell him.
Where do we find that? I can't find that.
What do you mean you can't find it? Of course, man. Get it. Yeah, they don't have one here? Who's in charge of this farm?
Put it in order.
Huh?
In the back.
Listen, this is not my place, but whoever this farm person is here, every Makom Torah needs to have Kol Kitvei Maran Achida. It's a set, all of them. Without Maran Achida, Yefshel Azuz Yamin Usmol. Both in Tanakh and Mishnayot and Shas and Halachot VeAgadot and Shulchan Aruch and Rambam, Katav Al Hakol. Katav Al Hakol Katav. Now, over 70. Yeah, they're condensed into multiple sfarim, just like Kol Kitvei HaFetz Chaim is condensed into one volume. So they did some of that by the Chida. Now, watch this. One second. The tour brings down Maran Mirotenburg, who says that the reason why, hey, wait a second, why is this not like Dekin? Why by Ner Chanukah am I telling you not to mix it? The Gemara clearly says that by the branches, what's the halacha? Add, why can I add by Ner Chanukah? The Maharam Rotenbrook says, you know what the difference is? By the branches, by the time you get Hana'ah, the Isur is gone. Why? He says, Kalele Isura. The Isur is already burnt. When do you get Hana'ah from the branches in the oven? When it's already consumed, when it's already Gechalim and the Isur is gone, that's when you start getting Hana'ah. By Ner Hanukkah, if you were to add on to it and mix it and use it, you want to use it, let's say, for lighting, you're not getting the hana'ah when it's consumed. You're getting the hana'ah when? Now, as it's burning, whenever you light it. So over there, there's no room to be marbe alav levatilo. Huh? No, not true. I'm getting the hana'ah right now as it's cooking. Because the flavors feed off of each other. Not after it's cooked. Yeah? The way it tastes at the end depends on how it cooks throughout the entire process. That's Maran Mirotenburg. Says the Shach in Tzaditet and Yore De'ah, aha! That's the answer. That's the answer for Maran. That's the answer to the Stira, right? Now what are you going to answer? Now Maran's not soter himself. Bye, chicken. It's different. He says, by Ner Chanukah, the reason why he's osir by Ner Chanukah is because you derive benefit right now, says the Shach. Not. That's not the answer. Why? Because he says that the Maharam Mirotenburg is saying the same of Kalele Yisura, not only by Mukteh, not only by Mitzvot, he's saying it also by all Yisurei Derabbanan. And guess what? Maran doesn't hold like that Maharam Mirotenburg by other Yisurei Derabbanan. Does Maran, when Maran in Tzaditet allows adding on to Yisurei Derabbanan to be Mevatelotam, does he differentiate between the kinds of Isurim, consumed now, consumed later? What does Maran say? By all Isurei Derabbanan that the Isur Derabbanan mixed into the Heter, Marbin Alav Umvatelo, you're allowed to add on, even if it's not Kalele Isura, says the Shach, and therefore, it's a stira. He doesn't know what to do with it. Maran clearly in Yoreh De'ah doesn't hold like this Maran Mirotenburg. Pri Chadash in Siman Tafresh Ein Zayin also points out the stira. And also, la'alacha, he doesn't answer the stira. And he says, la'alacha is like what Maran said by Ner Chanukah, that in Yoreh De'ah, slicha, that it is mutar. And he says, la'alacha al-ma'aseh, not like Maran says in Tafresh Ein Zayin, that if a little bit of oil from the Nerot Chanukah mixes in, says the Pri Chadash la'alacha like Yoreh De'ah, what do you do? Marbe ala mevatelo. Yes, mevatel. The Pri Tor says a little bit different. He also asks the stira, mi ze pritor? Pritor, mi ze? You're killing me. Pritor, Pri Chadash, Rabotai, you're killing me. Pri Chadash, the way to remember. Two of the most important אחרונים מפרשים on Shulchan Aruch Yoreh De'ah, Pri Chadash and Pri Tohar. Pri Chadash is on more. Pri Tohar is only on Yoreh De'ah. Pri Chadash, remember, Chadash, Chizkiyah de Silwa. Rabbeinu Chizkiyah de Silwa, Yav Bedin Yerushalayim. He argued on Maran a lot. Because the Pri Chadash argued on Maran so much, the generation after him, in Mitzrayim, they put a sefer in Chirim. In Jewish history, the best way to get your sefer publicized is how? Talk about controversial things, get your sefer put in Chirim, and everybody will read it. That's what happened to the Pri Chadash. Yeah, that's what happens. Now, they ended up taking off the Chirim, but anyway, sometimes the Pri Chadash writes very, very, very harshly, and what some poskim saw as disrespectfully to Maran Bet Yosef. But that's why I remember Pri Chadash, Chizkiyah, De Silwa, lived two generations after Maran. Early 1500s, Av Bedin Yerushalayim. Pri Tohar, Mize. Tohar, if you mix up the words, the letters a little bit, is also Atar. Rabbeinu Chaim ben Atar. Ba'al Aor HaChaim HaKadosh. His Perush, he has several Sfarim. Aor HaChaim HaKadosh. Chefetz Hashem. Rishon LeTzion. Also Pri Tohar. In Pri Tohar, on Yoreh De'ah, brings down this Stira al Da'at Maran, and he says La'alacha, yes, it's a Stira. Maran was Chozer Bo. Which one did he write first? Aor HaChaim or Yoreh De'ah? Aor HaChaim he wrote first. Yoreh De'ah came afterwards. And in Ilchot Ta'arovot, Maran HaShulchan Aruch was Chozer Bo from what he wrote in Ilchot Chanukah. Va'ikar, kmo shekatav b'Ilchot Ta'arovot, that by all Isurei D'Rabbanan, including Shemen HaNotar Minorot Chanukah, if it got mixed up, בדיעבד, מרבה עליו ומבטלו, ואין הלכה כדעת מה שאמר באור החיים אין סימן תפרש עין זין. So that's a few answers to the stira. Yeah. Very interesting how the Poskim navigate around stirot in Shulchan Aruch. And by the way, that's פשטו דעת הרמב״ם as well, עד כרמבותיי, and that's that.
And Maran, Maaseh Tzadik Livracha, paskened like the Pri Tohar, correct?
Nachon.
Tosfot Pesachim, Daf Chaf Zayin, and it brings like the Shvi'it.
Yes.
Exactly what you're referring to.
Yes. Looking also Siman Pezayin in Yoreh De'ah, Pezayin Saif Yod. Quotes that Tosfot in Pesachim Daf Kav Zayin about Zev is agreeing.
Fine.
Bet Yosef.
So I was a little bit confused about.
You have to learn Bet Yosef. So we Bet Yosef.
How the Shach rejected or Pshat.
Okay. Shach rejected the Yishuv of the Stiran Maran by saying that he holds like Maran Birotenburg that mitzvot are different, because that's not true. We see by all Yisurei D'Rabbanan, Maran is Mekel. I got to run. We'll talk tonight, Mizra.